trust us enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Buddy, it's a Friday morning. Happy Friday to ya. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and you. Wrapping up the shortest week of my life. It feels like it's forever, though. Today hit me hard.
It's like, yes, it's Friday. Even though it was a short work week for most of us.
Yes, definitely.
We're ready for another weekend, baby.
For sure. We got a lot going on this morning. We'll get to the garbage in less than 20 minutes with McKenzie. Liv Sports Minute. Woo, football kicking off last night. It's starting to slowly feel like fall. Also, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day. I'll even give you a little sneak peek into the category. Songs about missing someone. We have got quite the coverage as far as artists for this. I kind of see what's going on behind the scenes because Porkchop's not here this week. I have to do all the dirty work.
Yep.
And get some of the music ready. So I kind of know. Normally I don't. Very interesting selections, ladies. Let me just throw that out there.
Why,
very,
thank you.
Very interesting selections. Freak Show Friday. We'll be talking to Andy. He covers the mirrors so they won't appear. I don't know exactly what that means.
And by they,
I don't know. We'll find out about that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and we got all kinds of crazy stuff. I want to try. I was talking to Liv yesterday about rapping off the air because I used to DJ in a hip-hop group, DJ Papa Pesh. I was also MC Papa Pesh. I mean, I cover all bases.
Papa Pesh. See, I thought you were making that up.
No.
And then he literally, within 2 seconds, grabbed a YouTube clip that he had just ready to go.
Yeah,
and showed me his DJ days back in the day.
Just search
scratching.
Just search for Inkling Crew live at Paychecks Lounge. It was a lit show. I'm on the turntable scratching and wiki doing my thing. So I want to do Freestyle Friday. I had people on our Instagram, and you can still do it right now. Radio Now AM show. Suggest topics that we'll draw out of a cup and rap about. So I'll give you one hint. I saw once, I don't know if we'll draw it or not, but somebody said pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's like trying to rhyme the word orange.
Okay.
Like, that's not an easy one
latte
to do. Yeah. Well, no. PSL. Then I go to Taco Bell. I don't know. Like, how do you rhyme? What are you going to do?
I feel like I'm going to be the judge because I can't rap.
What?
I feel like I should be the host.
I thought you were MC Killa.
Oh, no. Lady M is my name.
Oh. So, see, you have a name. Quit acting like you can't rap. I don't know if I can.
Duh.
By the way, Lady M on the beat.
Yeah.
So how was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was great. Oh my gosh. Should we talk about our meeting?
Yes. Go ahead.
So
talk about the awkwardness that was.
We had a very serious meeting. Great information. But the hard thing was, so when you do a, are we the only ones in the building that do the morning show that get up at 3, get in at 5?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, there's other morning shows, but a lot of them are just different things piped in.
So
yeah.
When we have meetings later, we're the only ones that have already been here since 5 in the morning. And so it was hard because I had to leave because I had to go pick up my little girl from school. Joe had to leave because he had to take his pets to get groomed.
They had
and
to get groomed.
Had a friend that needed to go to the airport. So we strategically had to one at a time exit the meeting if it went too long, like if it was going over a certain time period. And so it was really funny. So guess who went first?
Me.
Of course. Big Joe makes the exit. And then I'm like, oh no, because I don't want to leave right after you left.
Here's the thing where you guys messed up. I texted about 3 to 5 minutes before. I said, it's time for us to leave this meeting.
But
well,
we can't
my phone
max
was dead.
Exodus.
My phone was literally dead during the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, your lack of preparedness is what foiled this plan, ladies, because, and I even, I hate touching coworkers because I'm not trying to get fired, but I tap McKenzie on the knee. I'm like,
time to go.
Hey, let's do this. So I get up, touch your leg lightly because she has to move for me to slide through.
I didn't even notice that you did that.
Okay. Well, I don't know what...
We need a sign. Well, you know, like when you're with your significant other and you're at a party and it's time to go, we need like a password, a safe word or something like that that we give each other a look.
This is a sore subject for me because I've tried this whole idea with my wife, like having a password or like a sign, and she misses it every time.
What was your password?
Well, it wasn't that. I would just look at her a certain way, and I think she thought I was winking at her.
Oh, hello.
She's like, later, later, we're in public.
We need to say, like, peanuts or something. Or, like, just something random that we know.
I mean, so how long did it take you to finally leave? Because I left the building, and I did not see you leaving.
I got the majority of the meeting right when they were wrapping up. I left.
You stayed that long?
I had to pick up my baby. I can't leave my child on the side of the road.
You know what I'm saying? You stayed so much longer
than
me.
And you know what schools do?
I stayed long after that, too, but go ahead.
Well, if school's at first, sometimes for every minute that you are late picking up your kid, they charge you. Like,
what?
It is, like, no freaking joke. Like, you cannot be late.
What, is this, like, a bank or something?
No, they don't want people, they're like, pick up your kid.
Well, I guess that's good. You don't leave your kid behind, but.
Yeah.
All right, wait, how long did you stay, Liv?
I stayed way after Mackenzie did because I was like, this is so awkward and uncomfortable. Not to mention, the topic of the meeting was like the worst.
Was a very serious subject matter. It was good information.
Yeah, it was great information, but also the worst to leave early because you just look like it just is not a great look to be leaving. Even though we all had valid excuses and valid reasons of why we had to, the meeting was kind of thrown together like this week, you know, but I felt so awkward and so bad leaving. It took me a while to stir up the courage to be like, all right, my friend is actually going to miss her flight if I do not leave right now.
I didn't feel bad leaving at all.
Well, I think the bad thing is, like, if you have a normal job, like, if you get here at 8 or 9, it'd be like saying, hey, you guys, you have a meeting at 6 p.m., so.
Right.
So
please stay, and no food or beverage will be provided.
But I will say, though, it was a great meeting. We got a lot of great information, so.
So our day was a show and a meeting. All right.
Yeah. Yay!
Guess
hey,
what
I had
today?
My other job, too, last night.
Yay! Okay. Well, hey, Mackenzie, between all these meetings and things, have you had time to work on the garbage?
Yes, absolutely. Always. I always have time for the gossip. Who Kendall Jenner was too terrified to talk to? Plus, is Britney's man going to pop the question?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, let's start off with Kendall Jenner. She sat down with Jimmy Fallon. So here's the deal. Brad Pitt has been attending Kanye West's new church. He loves it. He's been really into it. And Kendall was freaking out that her man crush of all time was there.
He did. He was there. I think he's been a couple times, but that was the first time that I was there when he was there. And I literally left early. I like couldn't even. I just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it was so good. And he just like gets better with age. So I was like, I gotta go. Like,
why? You didn't want to meet him?
No, because isn't there a saying like, don't ever meet your superhero or whatever? I don't know. I just like love him so much. I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Oh God, I wish I was Travis Scott.
Oh, I would have gone really, really close to Brad. I would definitely have said hello. I would have definitely just wanted to brush with greatness.
Are
I
we
have
breezing?
Crushed on him forever.
Are we breezing over that she has a man?
No, this is Kendall.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Kendall. I thought you were Kylie.
That's Kylie. I know you get him confused.
All right, as you can tell, I do not keep up with the Kardashians or the Jenners.
Wendy Williams, she is being so transparent about her husband's love child, and she sat down with the women of The View to talk about, hey, I really couldn't talk to my family and girlfriends about it.
People can't call me and inject their opinions on my life because, you know, it's been a very, very difficult time. I couldn't talk to my mom. Mm. You know, who wants to burden her?
Right.
I couldn't talk to my sister. Who wants to? And most of my girlfriends would have said, you should have left him a long time ago.
Oh, sister. Yep, that's what all the girls are like. I told you so. He's terrible. Moving on to Eddie Murphy. He says that he is so excited. I mean, he's doing the Coming to America sequel, and he's going to go on a stand-up tour in 2020.
I got off the couch, and I'm happy I got off the couch. And I'm getting ready to go start a Coming to America. Since I got off the couch, it was like, let me do some things that they want to see.
Okay, I know it's just one interview, but he seems like nervous. Like, does he doesn't sound really confident
to
me.
I got off the couch.
I love Eddie Murphy. I'm glad he's back, but he has been kind of MIA for a bit.
I really hope it's good, too. Like, I know it's kind of before my time, but, like, Coming to America is a classic movie. I really think, like, if you've never seen it this weekend, you should check it out, because it's funny.
Yes.
It's very funny.
Watch it before the sequel, for sure. And lastly here, Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam, who is smoking hot, he talks about, hey, is he going to take things to the next level with Brit?
I mean, absolutely. This is something that every couple should do. That's the whole point of a relationship. We're a family.
Do you think they're going to get married?
Well, I mean, she did get married to, like, pretty much everybody. So, yes. I mean, let's look at her list. Some random friend in high school. That one guy, Popo Zhao guy.
Kevin Federline, who's so nice, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
He comes off like a tool to me.
He totally does. I was like, this guy's crazy. No, he is, like, so polite and funny. Now I get it.
I just checked. We do not have Kevin Federline in our system. I was really hoping we could play his
Popo Zhao?
We do not have Popo Zhao.
Popo Zhao. He's funny. He's like Superman. I mean, he has so many kids. He's got two with Shar Jackson, two with Britney. Now Victoria Prince, he's got a ton of kids.
All
He's
right, well,
stop.
Don't look at him the wrong way, Mackenzie. You could be next.
K-Fed.
All right, watch out. There's new information out saying that marriages are down, and the reason why is because, well, women don't want to date scrubs. I want to delve deeper into this. Ladies, 833-563-2539. If you're one of the women that is holding off on marriage, you're not getting married yet, is this the real reason? We'll talk to you next on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Live Sports Minute.
So last night was the opener of the 100th season of the NFL with the game versus the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, which, like, that is a huge rivalry, like a very historical game. And the Packers beat the Bears 10-3. The Bears, Mitch Trubisky, their quarterback, did not look great.
Wah,
just saying.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. And Antonio Brown. The saga continues. So he is suspended for conduct that's detrimental to the team. So he's been fined twice in just August, which my whole thing is, why even get him to come to your team? Because he is pulling the same stuff he has pulled all along.
Well, that's with anybody with talent, like a diva, whether you're a football player, like an actor or an actress, like, well, they're the very best, but you got to deal with other diva-like
ways. So what
ways.
Types of things has he been doing?
Okay, so just this preseason, he showed up to training camp with frostbite on his feet, refused to talk about it. He went into some chirotherapy thing.
Oh, cryo.
I'm
actually doing that today.
Well, you better come into the show and not complain.
Wear the right footwear, because he did not. So he had frostbite. He has been just skipping out on practices. Also, his helmet that he's had for 10 years, the NFL told him, you can't wear this. This is a dangerous helmet. And he has thrown a huge fit about it, like not coming to practices, not coming to any of the team things, the team meetings, all of this stuff. And then he has had been fined twice. So after these fines, him and their GM got into a huge fight, Mike Mayock, and he basically threatened to punch him. And teammates had to hold him back.
It's like, dude, so many people want to be in your shoes. People forget gratitude and that they're so crazy blessed.
Absolutely.
Taking advantage of
it. Don't act, Mackenzie, like you haven't threatened our boss with a punch or two.
Yeah.
That's so what I do.
He's just doing the same kinds of things he's always been up to. And then the Colts this weekend will be taking on the Los Angeles Chargers in L.A. at 4 p.m. on Sunday with Jacoby Brissett at QB1. And the Chargers do have a 76% chance of winning. But hey, who doesn't love an underdog?
Yeah, well, now you can bet in Indiana, so go ahead and bet.
Yeah, exactly. And Houston Texans will be taking on the New Orleans Saints this Sunday at 7:10 p.m. in New Orleans. And the Saints are predicted to win, but only by one touchdown. So really, I think when that is happening, anything can really happen.
For sure.
And college football is also back. College game day is going to be in Texas when the Longhorns take on LSU. And guess who the celebrity picker is?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I knew Mackenzie would get that.
I'm very pumped.
Also big news, ESPN's body issue came out. Do you all know what this is?
Yes.
Isn't that where they're naked, but they cover it up a certain way?
Who looks the best? I haven't even scoped out the pics.
So I already scoped out all of the pictures. You definitely need to check it out. Brooks Koepka. Bay. He looks so hot. He's a U.S. golfer, and he looks so fine. Also,
I'm looking right now.
Someone that is surprising that looks so hot in this is Chris Paul. He's like 34 years old, but oh my gold.
Oh,
he looks so good.
Wait, is 34 old or something? I'm confused.
21 athletes, by the way, are photographed in this issue.
Yeah, so it's all athletes, and they're photographed absolutely nude. Of course, there's nothing exposing their, like, inappropriate
private
parts. Yeah,
it's well done.
Areas.
And they're in action. So they're moving in action of the sport they do. So you can see all of the muscles all throughout their body contracting. It's the coolest thing ever. It's my favorite thing.
I don't know if I'd want to do a golf swing naked. You might hit something with your club.
But Brooks Koepka did, and it was well worth it. And then coming up this weekend also, too, something big to look out for, the USC fight, Khabib versus Poirier. It's this Saturday. It's going to be a huge fight, so you definitely want to look out for that.
All right. Thank you so much. Liv the Web Girl with Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A Jeep was left abandoned on the beach yesterday in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I don't know if you saw this, but this has gone viral. The tide rose and the waves pulled the Jeep closer into the ocean. After police tracked down the owner, he said, "Man, I had no idea that my Jeep was left on the beach." And turns out it was the truth. His cousin had borrowed his Jeep to go take pictures of the sunrise before the hurricane came. Hurricane Doreen, yeah. At some point, the cousin drove onto the beach and got stuck, so he left it there.
Well.
Wouldn't you like call a tow truck? Yo, man, I need you to tow me immediately off the beach.
Yeah,
well, he didn't do that. The Jeep's owner said his cousin didn't even tell him what happened until the police showed up at his door. He said he hopes it's not totaled, but has a feeling that since it's been sitting in the water, getting beaten up by the hurricane, it's a total loss. I would say so.
Yes.
That sucks. This is insane. I think you do. You take your daughter sometimes to go to those trampoline parks, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, and growing up as a kid, I remember our neighbor had a trampoline. It was the coolest thing ever. We always wanted to go bounce on it after school.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm afraid. This is a freak accident involving a trampoline and a 12-year-old boy in the UK. He was rushed to the hospital after a metal coil from a trampoline dislodged and shot into his back, narrowly avoiding his spine.
Okay, so trampoline, I'm talking about, we go to Sky Zone,
yeah,
open
the big ones.
Jumps,
yeah.
But my father is an attorney, and it is, there are so many accidents that happen. I was never allowed to jump on a trampoline in a backyard when I was little.
Get off it!
No, just because kids pop off and they break their necks. Done for,
Well, and that's why they have at home and all that. They have these trampolines where the nets go up 20 feet because you wouldn't think about it. But what is it called, popcorn or something, where it's two people would be on the outside and then you try to bounce the person in the middle. And it's even a fat kid like myself, I got some air.
I gotta be careful.
That's energy.
Yes.
E equals MC something. But be careful. Yeah, the boy is on the trampoline jumping with some friends on Sunday when the incident occurred. The coil ripped through the boy's t-shirt, lodged itself 2 inches deep into his back, Mackenzie.
How old is the boy?
He's 12 years old.
Oh,
my gosh. But they said it was just centimeters away from his spine. The kid, Jamie, was rushed to the hospital where he underwent an emergency procedure to remove the coil. His father said the spring had come off the trampoline like a bullet. I would think so, because once again, not to be gross, but it went into his back 2 inches. I mean,
That's insane.
Is so gross. His father said that if he had hit somewhere else on Jamie's body, in the head or the throat, they would have lost their son. No doubt about
it.
So thankfully it's okay. I have the photo. It's freaky, but if you want to see it, I will put it up on the Need to Know News blog. And Mackenzie, I know you brought in some energy drinks this morning for me, and we kind of try to keep our energy going.
Yes.
What do you think about a boozy boost of energy? Jägermeister Cold Brew Coffee will launch in the U.S. and in the U.K. in January of 2020.
Jaeger?
Yes.
Coffee?
It's going to have Arabica beans or whatever you say that fancy coffee brand is style. And the new drink will also be 33-something% alcohol by volume. So you're going to have a coffee flavor, but you're also going to have a Jägermeister flavor.
I said I'm not into Jägermeister, so that detours me. You know what I am into? We know how we Bang, and they're not sponsoring the show, but we want them to.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going so much advertising, yes.
And obviously drink responsibly, but I like a little Tito's in my Bang, on the weekends. I think it's fun. You get energy, and it's fun.
I was kidding around, side note, yesterday with our boss. I'm like, oh yeah, we're allowed to drink on Fridays. He's like, that's against FCC regulation, section blah, 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 blah.
And here's me over at the side. Really? Yeah, I was like, can I bring mimosas?
She's like, this is the best news I've ever heard. Mimosa Monday, Tito's Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Tequila Thursday.
You know, Hoda and Kathy Lee, when Kathy Lee was still on the show, they used to do it.
Okay.
Ratings skyrocketed.
Yeah, do you want ratings or not? Because there's not much on the show that would be appealing unless we had alcohol.
Right.
Yep, so that's something to check out coming up in 2020. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. Yeah, Song of the Day. It's coming up next. You're gonna want to text this number. Save it in your phone. It's 52140. 52140. All right, I got to work on the song, but pretty much Song of the Day is coming up next.
Yes, lots of singing.
Yes, and if you do want to save the number on your phone, it's easy. That way, every day you can vote. It's 52140. We'll do Song of the Day next here. Song of the Day. Oh boy, oh boy. One of the funnest parts of the show because, well, we have a category often suggested by you. If you want to hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM show, give us an idea for a theme. We're open to it. Today's theme is songs about missing someone. This actually was a Mackenzie idea.
Because I miss producer Pork Chop so much.
You see how Liv and I are just like, yeah, us too.
Yeah, I can't relate. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. I think he misses us too.
Oh my gosh, I definitely know he misses us. Yeah. He was blowing up my phone yesterday.
Yeah. He's like, what are you guys doing? Hey.
But he was having a nice, huge margarita on the shore.
I think that's why he was drunk. He's
was
like,
jealous.
I miss you guys so much.
So these are songs about missing somebody.
All right, let me kick it off if you don't mind, ladies. I want to go first for once. I think this is going to be a guaranteed winner. This is a throwback. This is got a gang of people in there, and maybe you haven't even heard this one in a while, so you'll appreciate hearing it. For a song about missing someone, how can you not go with I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy featuring Faith Hill and 112?
Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Come on, come on, come on.
Every move I make.
Can't even stop singing.
I can't. That's a good one. Oh, dang, that's a heater.
All right, if you want to hear I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, if you can quit singing my song for a second, what do you got today?
Okay, so it's Friday. We got to get those feel-good vibes, so we're pumped up for the weekend. This is about missing someone. I throw it back to Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, a little miss you much. How can you not shake your butt to this jam? I love it. So hot. Such a sexy video.
Hey, Liv, have you ever heard of that song before?
Do you know? Yesterday, she's like, I don't know Janet Jackson.
I don't know that song.
You've never heard the song?
No, I haven't.
It was
I'm
just
sorry.
On So You Think You Can Dance. It's on all the dance shows.
Wait, I love that show.
Like, Jenna Dewan did a dance, and that's why I was like, oh my God, I forgot that song existed. That's a hit.
All right, well, if you didn't forget it existed and you want to vote for it for a song about missing someone, Mackenzie went with Miss You Much by Janet Jackson. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Liv the Web Girl rounding it up today. What is your song?
I went for an absolute tearjerker song because I am absolutely beside myself that Pork Chop is gone. I decided, I decided to go with Someone Like You by Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting new music coming soon from Adele. We just found out yesterday.
I'm excited.
All right, to recap the songs that you can choose for the category, songs about missing someone, you need to vote because your votes, it's usually so close. So make sure if you haven't voted, you vote today. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Here are your options. Myself, Joe, I went with I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy. Mackenzie went with Miss You Much by Janet Jackson. And Liv the Web Girl went with Adele, Someone Like You. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. The voting begins now, and we will give you the results coming up next here on Radio Now. Thank you.
results from Rosie.
Liv the Web Girl also helping out with Rosie this morning. Dynamic duo, you would say. They are adding up all of your text votes to see what song got the most votes that you thought was the best song about missing someone. Let me remind you again what your options were today for Song of the Day. Myself, Joe, I went with I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy. Went with Missy Much.
Some Janet, some OG Janet Jackson.
Never mind. And Liv the Web Girl went with Adele. Someone Like You. All right, the votes.
I am still adding them up.
Are being calculated.
Rosie is missing her man, producer Porkchop.
I know. Rosie, chill, okay? Like, he's gonna be back soon. He's not gone forever.
She misses her lover.
All right. Still calculating them. Give me one second.
See, when this happens, I wonder if the results are that close, because I did mention you got to make your vote, because sometimes these votes are decided by like two people.
I don't expect to win. Mine was a wild card. I just love that song.
Oh, that's a nice cop-out.
And I love that the sweet lady who called up, she's like, yeah, Mackenzie. So that made me really happy.
Oh, my goodness. They were very close again. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, I'm shocked they're close.
Well, the first and second place was close.
Yeah, because Joe's like, Mackenzie, clearly you're losing
all
today.
Right. So,
I just assume.
Song of the day.
First ever song recorded,
in
yeah.
last place. It doesn't matter by how much, we have Mackenzie.
It is all good.
You started off so hot this week, and
thank
you won, and you have been dropping turds left and right.
Ew.
Yeah, that's
why do you have to put it that way? Gross.
Graphic.
Josie Grossy over there.
Yeah. And then.
Factual.
The second and first place were so close. Coming in second place. Me, Liv the Web Girl, which means Joe
wins. Yay! I actually love this song, Joe.
I know, so. I actually do too, so I'm not even
so
mad about
it. So we're not mad about
it.
We're not hating on you. We're like, okay.
All right, well, I appreciate your votes. The good people of the show have spoken. And your winner today for songs about missing someone is Puff Daddy, featuring Faith Hill and 112. I'll Be Missing You here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
You're going to learn today.
Friday Fun Facts. Here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, got Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and you. The board game Candyland was actually invented in a polio ward during an epidemic in the 1940s to give quarantined kids a distraction.
What? I didn't know that.
Now, what's
interesting?
Is that like your favorite board game of all time, or what's the best one?
Ooh. I love Uno. Let's see, board game. I like Candyland, though, because all the props. I think that's fun. Chutes and Ladders.
Yes, that was a dope. I think
fun.
Chutes and Ladders is the best.
What's that one, Trouble? You remember Trouble?
Oh, yeah.
You got the dice, the popper.
Push a little thing in there. Yes, yes.
You Operation.
I hated Operation. That thing stressed me out. As a kid, I already had enough anxiety. I didn't need to do Operation and kill a man. Okay. I don't know if you're doing any interior decorating, but bubble wrap was originally invented to be wallpaper. Can you imagine bubble wrap to this day?
That would be amazing.
The creators tried to make plastic wallpaper with paper backing, but it came out with plastic backing. So they're like, well, okay, what do we do with this now? And I guess somebody's like, hey, we'll just do and make it a wallpaper. Or, I mean, instead of a wallpaper, make it some kind of safe storage device. That person's a genius, too. It's like, hey, you can wrap stuff in this.
Yeah, people find that so stress relieving, like just to pop those bubbles.
All the time to get rid of that anxiety. And your final fun fact, selfies now cause more deaths than shark attacks.
Selfies cause more deaths than shark attacks?
As Mackenzie's taking a selfie video right now. Don't kill me. It's all on you.
Because people are going off ledges and stuff? Is that
yes. It's estimated, Mackenzie, that there are 28 selfie-related deaths per year, the leading cause being heights.
I just
don't get it. But didn't it be fair? Like, when I was on my honeymoon, I was in Ireland. Have you heard of the Cliffs of Moher?
Yeah.
Okay. Very high up, hence the word cliffs. Mm-hmm. people were taking some weird photos. I wonder how many people have like fallen like, woo!
Well, I remember when I was out in the West Coast, I was top of a waterfall and I was leaning over like an idiot to try to get the shot of like all the way down, and I definitely could have fallen down.
Yeah, very, very dangerous. Those are your fun facts. Make sure you practice them safely. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, where Kirsten Dunst found her baby's name, plus who Charlie Sheen is calling out for being a coward.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Question.
Yeah?
Would you take a hot date to a funeral?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's a good way to bond with somebody.
Well, there you go. Gigi Hadid brought new boyfriend Tyler Cameron to his grandmother's funeral in the Netherlands. They showed up, the supermodel and the bachelorette contestant were photographed arm in arm, obviously all in black, and he came to support Gigi. So if you didn't think they were actually a couple, this goes to show, yes, it is confirmed. If you're coming to family members' funerals, you are in, right?
I don't know. Was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes there?
No.
All right, well, then they're not a real couple.
She's confirmed they are together, though.
Whatever. I'm in
denial.
They're
both confirming.
I'm in denial.
Well, if you're thinking, hey, whatever happened to Kirsten Dunst, I'm going to tell you. She's been busy making babies over movies. What is her baby boy's name, though, and where did she get it?
And what is his name?
Ennis. It's like an old cowboy name.
And is he named after someone in your family?
We found it online.
Really?
Google.
Yeah, I mean, I think those babyless names are so much fun. I don't know if it's a girl thing or everybody loves them, but I love to check out like the hot names or different names. Joe, when you and Linz, if you guys have babies, it'll rack your brain.
Well, I'm trying to think of names that don't rhyme. You know
and
what I mean?
And you'll always remember, if you think of a name like Stephanie, I hated a Stephanie in high school. That's out.
Well, there's like, that, and then like the I think about like how kids can be like with the initials. Like my last name is Pesha, it's a P. I don't want to have like Peter Pesha. Like, oh hey, PP. I mean, those are things you have to think about.
That's so true. Well, Denise Richards and ex Charlie Sheen are at it again. The child support battle has really turned nasty. She's saying that he owes her over $450,000, and Charlie says, "Whatever." She's behaving like a coward.
So, that I violated. But again, you know, I didn't go to prison. I didn't kill anybody.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's still alive, to be honest.
Yes, it's amazing. He will not go down. It's a tiger blood. We all need a little something.
He's always winning. Denise says that Charlie has been hiding money, and she's taking him back to court. He's slamming her, saying that she is a coward and the truth will prevail. That's a lot of money. They share two teenage daughters, so we shall see. Also, big money an issue for Hulk Hogan and his ex-wife. So Hulk dragged out his divorce court battle so his ex-wifey wouldn't get part of his $115 million Gawker payout. If you guys remember, there was a sex tape scandal.
That was a whole weird situation.
That was a whole weird situation. So Hulk Hogan was ordered to pay more than $180,000 to his ex-wife's lawyer after a judge said he deliberately created a series of legal hurdles to stop his ex from getting her hands on 40% of his earnings, which I'm sure he did. So they're battling back and forth, and she says she's entitled to that huge slice, and the battle continues. That's a lot of money.
By the fuck, brother. You'll die by the fuck.
Okay.
And lastly here, congrats to Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria. They are not battling. They're making babies. They're expecting baby number 5.
Where do people have the time to have that many kids?
He's got a second life because he has teenage daughters with Kim Basinger. And then now he's got a slew of little ones with Hilaria. She's a yoga instructor, his new wifey. So he just keeps making those babies.
Downward dog. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All right, Andy covers the mirrors so they won't appear. That's what we've been told so far. Is he being paranoid or is this guy just really being protective? Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
A little different than the rest. Maybe you think you're a freak, or maybe your friends and your peers are like, dude, that is so weird, that's so gross, you're so freaky, and you're like, no, I'm not, there's no way it's possible. Well, we'd love to hear from you on Fridays here on the show. All you gotta do if you want to be on is give us a call, 833-563-2539, or you can slide into our DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. Let's say good morning to, I guess, a possible freak. We'll find out. Andy, hey, what's going on?
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you, Andy?
I'm okay. I guess that definitely classifies that, given what's going on, though.
Oh man, you sound a little bit winded.
Yeah, I know, man.
Did you just run?
You sound like me, like going up a flight of stairs. You all right?
Yeah, it's such a weird topic.
Okay.
You know, oh.
Hey, that's what this is for.
Yeah. So, all right. So basically, all right, you guys, I know I'm not alone here. Like, does that make me a freak? Like, I cover all the mirrors in my apartment so that they can't peer.
Wait, hold on. Your phone cut out, so maybe I didn't hear that right. But you cover all
all the mirrors in my apartment so that they can't come out.
Okay, like they. Who is?
What do you mean they can't come out?
Well, ghosts.
Okay.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Well, you're getting goosebumps?
That's how ghosts come out?
Well, all right, so bear with me. So when I was a kid, they used to appear and get my attention through the mirrors. Like, my boyfriend thinks I'm paranoid about it, but that's how they get in.
So have you seen ghosts since you were a child? Or, like, spirits?
Yeah, I've literally been battling freaking ghosts my whole life. Like, when I was in high school, a ghost had sex with me for the first time.
Oh. Wow.
You know what's really interesting? Do you remember Kesha back in the day? She gave that interview to Rolling Stone, I believe, and she said that the same thing.
Yeah, she did. She did, exactly.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait. You had sex with the same ghost that Kesha did.
I don't think he's saying it's the same one. Could be.
That's amazing.
That ghost gets around.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it that way, so that's a possibility. But he got in through the mirror. I know it. So, literally, I had a freaking ghost lover. Never again. Like,
it was
not
a,
happening
it was
again.
A dude ghost?
I don't know what it was.
I would hope you know the difference between a male ghost and a female ghost, or maybe they're not the same. I don't know. Okay, well.
Have you ever seen a therapist about this? I'm just curious. Because this is traumatic when you were a child.
I have. And they all just, like, turn me away because they're like, this is too ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know it happened, but no one believes me about it. No one, not even my freaking boyfriend.
So, oh, you cover the mirrors so they can't get in at all times, or just, like.
Yeah, is it, like, all day, or when do you do this?
No, I do this every night when I go to bed, because now I know that when I cover them, they can't get in. That's the trick.
All right, and I guess what, ghosts only appear at nighttime? Sorry for all the questions, but I'm trying to understand this, Andy.
I mean, like, well, my traumatizing experience happened at night, so I've never had an occurrence during the day, so I think they only come out at night. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last decade.
Oh, this freaks me out. Do you remember the movie Candyman from, like, the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
And you look in the mirror, and you had to, like, say his name, and then he appeared. Ah!
Candyman!
No, don't!
Candyman!
No! Don't say it.
Okay.
This is crazy.
833-563-2539. Has anybody heard anything similar to this as far as what Andy's talking about? Like, where there's actual, like, ghosts that come through mirrors or spirits that come through mirrors? I've always heard, and maybe it's related, maybe it's not, that if you break a mirror, it's 7 years of bad luck.
But this sounds like something different. What do they look like to you, Andy? Or what do you see or feel?
It's only like the one time it happened, then I started covering it. But what I can recall is that it's just kind of a presence, really. And that's why it was hard for me to, like, remember the gender of it, because I just remember the experience, but I can't remember the exact details. I just remember this kind of shadowy presence that just took over me. And it was terrifying.
But hold on, let's go to Sarah this morning, Andy. She's calling in. Sarah, hey, you're on for Freak Show Friday. What do you think about Andy's situation with covering the mirrors so they don't appear?
I don't think the mirror part is bogus at all, because I'm the one that does paranormal investigating, and we've had theories in the paranormal community that having mirrors face windows or doors actually opens up portals. So even in my own home, I don't let any of our mirrors face any of the windows or the doors that we have. But the lover part, I'm kind of, whatever, because people have been talking about that for a while. But there's a thing called an oppression. So when spirits are trying to let you know that they're there, they will make their presence known. And that's when people tend to start feeling like they are having something come over them. So maybe in that that's probably what was happening. I don't really think that you were having sex with a ghost. I think maybe something was just trying to let you know that it was there. And also when you're a child, kids are more open to that stuff. You're more susceptible to see stuff and hear stuff. So I don't doubt that you were seeing anything, but this is the whole, like, the intimacy part. That's the kind of like, eh, whatever, that's not.
I have goosebumps on my legs like while we're talking about this.
All right. Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in. Andy, hang on. I don't know. Maybe we can get some more calls here because I kind of want to see if anybody else actually has maybe had some ghost stories kind of like Andy has had. Continuing Freak Show Friday, we still have Andy on the phone if you wanted to comment about his situation. He now has a motto. He says, I cover the mirrors so they won't appear. He's talking about ghosts. He had an experience when he was in high school where a ghost, he doesn't know if it was a male or female ghost, but he claims, kind of like Kesha, that the ghost hooked up with him. And just in general, he sees ghosts every now and then unless he covers up the mirrors.
And we learned about a portal when a mirror apparently faces a window or a door that can let some spirits in.
Let's kick it off with Laura. Hey, Laura, good morning. What did you want to say? Have you had an experience similar to Andy?
Hey, good morning. Okay, well, for the record, I definitely haven't had anything like that creepy or weird. It wasn't sexual whatsoever.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yes.
But when I was little, my grandparents' house, it had always been said that their house was haunted, and there used to be like a witch doctor that worked out of their house, so I guess a lot of people have died in there, right? Well, when I was little, I would go upstairs, and I would always play on the second floor by myself, and all the other grandkids, they were all too scared to go up there, and my grandma didn't understand it, and then one day, she said, hey, Laura Lee, why don't you go upstairs anymore? And I said, well, Grandma, the shadow people scare me. And they have a picture of, it was a picture that my dad took of me upstairs in the playroom that I always used to play in. And there's no lie. There's like an outline of four different figures that look like people.
Burn that house down. Burn it down.
I know.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane.
All right, Mikey, hey, good morning. You're on for Freak Show Friday.
Morning. I identify as Wiccan, and I'm a witch. So playing with energy is what I do on, like, a daily basis. And for me, if I don't control the energy correctly, spirits can use it to, like, give them form. And so this has happened to me several times. One time there was, like, a little girl, like I had done like a spell earlier that evening and I went to bed and I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't move. And there's a little girl that's not my little girl standing next to my bed staring at me. Well, then she's gone. And then I just keep seeing like orbs of light, like hovering around like my door in my room.
Yeah. What kind of spells do you do?
Anything, whatever I need at the time.
So like a love spell or a money spell?
I have done both.
Have they worked?
The love spell definitely did. The money spell is a work in progress.
All right.
A work in progress.
Okay, let's wrap things up with Erica. Hey, Erica, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. What's going on with you?
So for about the last 4 years, my grandmother's moved into an apartment two blocks away from two of the oldest cemeteries in town. I think that could be the link. But she's had similar near situations. She thought my grandpa, who passed away 10 years ago, was first crawling into bed with her every night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So at first she was kind of comforted by it until she started talking to family and like, I don't think this is normal. Maybe something else is going on here. And then it led to the other gentleman, like the sexual encounters.
Andy, yes, started, Andy.
Yeah, yes. Feeling things in that area. And I mean, my grandmother's now 80 years old, so telling these stories are kind of embarrassing for her, but at the same time frightening. Just as recently as last night, she's telling me, I don't want to go to bed tonight. I stayed up all last night because I can hear them moving around my house as soon as it starts to get dark. So,
Erica, I'm sorry your grandma's going through that, but thank you for calling in.
We're sending her lots of love and light.
Andy, man, I gotta be honest with you. When you called in for Freak Show Friday, I was kind of laughing. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. But dude, it sounds like you're not alone. Maybe you're not a freak after all. Freak Show Friday, if you want to be on it. Maybe you're a freak or you got something just freaky that's happened to you. Well, we'd love to have you on. Hit us up in the DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. All right, it is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. How lazy is your man? Or maybe your significant other. Maybe there's some lazy women out there too, but yeah, good luck guys calling in and not getting in trouble for that one. This is audio. You could have seen it on my Instagram if you follow me, Joe Pesh Radio, and it is my wife, Lindsay, just refusing to help me out, Mackenzie. I mean, I hope you feel pity for me, but listen to how this went down. She pretty much called me out for all my stuff.
I just want to show you my current situation. I'm post up on the couch. Patty is very heavy and he's on top of me. And this terrible, terrible person wants me to get up. Look at your son. The picture of your son up there. I'm zooming in on it. You want me to get up and make him move? Look at that.
Well, dinner was ready like 40 minutes ago, so you could have gotten up and gotten your food then when you didn't have a dog laying on you. And I'm still not your maid. I'm still not your mother. And so you can get up. You worked fewer hours today than me, by the way. You can get up and go get your food yourself.
Can I order Jimmy John's?
If you pay for it with your fun money.
Right, Patty, do you know the number for Jimmy John's?
Side note, I need to work on my breathing. It sounds like I'm having a heart attack there.
You almost sound like comatose.
I was kind of half out of it.
Jimmy John's.
But the video I'm posting up on our Radio Now Facebook page is in 1 second. It's also going to be on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. It's me. I'm laying on the couch, and we're having, like, stuffed taco peppers that we made for dinner. And my dog Paddington's, like, laying on top of me, Mackenzie. What am I supposed to do? So I just said, hey, babe, would you grab me a plate?
And she was not having it.
Yes, it's so weird with love languages and like different things that people like. I don't think it's like insulting to ask somebody to grab you something.
Did you say please?
Yeah, I think I did. But even if I didn't, she knows I meant it in my heart.
No, you need to say please and thank you. Goes a long way.
I wasn't like, yo, woman, bake me something now.
Well, you better not be like that.
All right, 833-563-2539. The reason I bring this up is because I got a lot of reactions in my DMs from other women like, oh my gosh, you need to talk about this. My man does the same thing. So apparently ladies are unhappy, guys, with what we're doing. Let's go. Is this Kendra?
Yes.
Hey, what's the story with you? What's going on with your man? Call him out. 833-563-2539.
So we'll be in the kitchen, and I'll be actually, like, cooking dinner. I'll be busy doing something, and we'll be having a conversation, and he'll just say, hey, give me some water. And I'm like, why don't you get it yourself? You're standing right there, right? He will take himself all the way to the living room to lay on the couch and be like, I'm not there anymore, so can you bring me the water now?
That's a brat move.
Now, do you call him out like my wife? Because I think my wife knows it really bothers me is when she'll say stuff like, I'm not your mother. Well, no kidding, you're not my mom. I feel like that's the ultimate dagger to a man when a woman says that.
I feel like we're in your therapy session, Joe. Yeah.
Sorry.
So, no, I will never call him out like that. Like, I'll sit there and I'll roll my eyes and I'll be like, oh, my God, you're so lazy. Like, why? But, I mean, I will never call him out like that far, no.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Kendra, for kicking things off and for being honest about that. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you're recently single, but did you ever have a situation in the past where you were like, I'm not your mom, or like, okay, you're like, why are you so lazy? Like, my wife called me out?
You know, not really. Here's the thing. I'm probably the least lazy person you'll ever meet, and I can't stand laziness, so I don't really surround myself with lazy people. I'm like, you want something, you go get it for yourself. You get up, you go. Like, no time for lazy. Just because you gotta have that mentality, Joe. But I totally do understand that when you hit that sweet spot in the couch and you're perfectly comfortable with the doggy and you got your blanket. I mean, I get it. If she's willing to do it, great. But if she's not, you gotta get your butt up.
All right, let's give these ladies a chance to sound off this morning and go to Christine. What is it about your man? You're calling him out. Or Kristen. Christine.
Christy.
Oh, Christy. Okay. Hey, what's up, Christy?
I do a lot for my man, actually. We've been together going on 10 years.
Aww.
What he asks, I do.
Wow. What about vice versa, when you ask him to do stuff?
Sometimes, more lately, but actually in the past, nope. It was all me doing for him and not too much for myself.
So wait, do you have a problem with doing it for your man, or you kind of agree, like, guys, you need to step it up. We're not your moms.
In a way, guys need to step it up, but sometimes I've learned that some people are just different and raised different, so some people have issues and need to depend on somebody else to do for them more, but some people need to step it up, get your game on, be a man, move on. But at the same time, I do it just because I love him.
So do you think my wife doesn't love me then?
Oh, I'm not saying that at all. She probably loves you.
That got really deep.
Did you make her mad lately?
Well, yes. I mean, every day that ends in a Y. But all right, Christy, thank you for calling in. It sounds like Christy's put up with enough BS that she is over it.
I know. She does a lot. I just always think it should be even, Steven. Like, do you do stuff like, okay, so if Lynn's was comfy on the couch, would you go get her meal for her?
I occasionally do. I'm not going to act like I'm perfect. I am a sloth. I'm very lazy. But, like, as far as a love language, act of service. For example, I always take the plates away. I always clean them off. Like, I'll let me get that for you. Like, I'll put the food away. So I guess I'm like,
That's nice.
If I'll do that, what's the problem with bringing it to it? I mean, I don't know.
Bringing it to it.
Well, that's just me in my head. All right. I guess I kind of just found out why she hates me. If you got something you want to share with us, you can comment on our Facebook page because I'll put the video up there in a second. Or on Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Okay, Mackenzie, it's time for MC Who?
Yes. All right. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Lady M.
Yeah!
Yeah! And it's time for the Friday Freak Style Battle.
Whoops.
In this corner. Can I get some beat?
Yeah, let me give you a little
beat here. All Let's right. kick this off.
All right, DJ.
All right, here we go. In this corner, MC Papa Pen.
Yeah! Yes! Get out of here.
It's taking on Livy Liv. Woo!
Is that
no hype horn for me? Okay.
Oh, sorry.
How convenient.
Everybody get some hype. Come on. And I'd like to introduce you to our judges. We have Alice and Daniel on the phone. Or Danielle.
Danielle
yes.
and Alice. Hello. Hello.
Ladies, hello.
What's up? I'm in the middle of Dunkin' Donuts right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe that'll be our topic that we have. Now, Mackenzie, from what I've heard, we have all these suggestions in our DM, Radio Now AM show, and we are going to have the chance to pick it out of a little cup over there, and then we have to freestyle rap about it.
Yes. Here's the cup. Who wants to go first?
Joe. I want Joe to go
Joe?
First.
Joe? All right. Okay. MC Papa Pesh, you ready?
See what you got.
Is your flow ready?
It is. And by the way, people are like, well, why are you doing a Freestyle Friday? Well, we did this before, and Liv tanked.
Oh, my gosh. We did this, I'm not joking, well over a year ago.
Yeah.
Well over a year ago. And I got stage fright.
Okay.
Yeah, you choked.
This is a chance for redemption, Livy Liv. All right, Papa Pesh, let's do it. I'm pulling something out of our cup here. You are going to be freestyling about breath mints.
Ooh. All right, that's a tough one.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let me see. I want to see. I got that beat. What? Hold on. I just don't know what. Do I want this beat? Okay. Or do I want this beat? Ooh, I think I'm going to go with that one because that punch in there is like a funky breath.
Okay.
All right,
ready? Ready?
All right. Friday Freestyle Battle. We're talking about breath mints. Here we go. Yeah. J-O-E to the P, baby. Joe Pesh, breath mints. Here we go, here we go. Liv's breath, man, it's so dang funky. It's like a monkey. I'm gonna end up spewing if I have to keep on consuming your breath. You need a breath mint. ASAP, you're like pork chop. Got that booty breath. Oh my gosh, I don't have no oxygen left. I can't keep on going, but man, I'm trying. If I said your breath was nice, man, I'd be lying. Oh! Joe Pesh, man, I keep that frillo so tight. Cinnamon gum, man, that stuff's all right. I prefer bubble gum with that pink flavor, because I like to savor. I don't know, that was really lame, but...
I'm impressed.
Let's check in with our judges. Danielle, what'd you think?
That was way better than I expected.
Right?
All right.
I'm surprised I'm here.
Joe, I knew you were going to kill it, FYI.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Got some love from the judges right now.
All right, ladies. Now, Liv, you ready over there?
I'm ready.
Okay, next up we have
Livy Liv.
I did not know we were doing this today. I just have to say, I had no idea.
Oh, wait, so you didn't have to. You didn't have
until like 5 minutes.
You didn't have time to prepare your freestyle battle?
Right. You're in the present moment. Just let it flow.
Right.
No judgment. Just have some fun. All right, I'm going to pull out your subject, girl.
Okay.
You are going to be rapping about straws.
Straws.
Okay, think about a few things.
No, here's the thing. Here's one beat. You can do this. I just did. That's one beat if you like that.
I'm gonna do that beat.
You don't want this beat.
that was the other one.
Okay.
Okay, Livvy Liv. She's rapping about straws.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Freestyle battle.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I don't use straws because I want to save the turtles. Pollution, that's such a hurdle. We gotta get over this because all this is some ish. We gotta save the earth. Yeah, because our moms gave us birth.
Yes.
They want us to live forever, but we can't if we don't take care of our mother nature. Yeah? What?
Yes! Nice ending! Nice ending! Nicely done! Oh, nicely done! Livvy Liv! That had a nice message as well.
Yeah, mine.
For the environment.
Mine was for the environment. Yes.
Hold on. I think we know who the clear winner was today for the Friday freestyle.
We got to take it to the judges.
Wait, we got to take it to the judges. Also, remember, mine had a good message.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Yours did have a good message, but Liv, you are not a rapper.
Hey, thank you, Alice. And let's go to our Danielle. Danielle, what'd you want to say?
Oh, yeah, go all the way.
Oh,
my gosh. I'm coming for you,
Joe. You did a great job, though.
I'm coming for you.
You did a great. Hey, you both were on point.
I was not mentally prepared, I will say that. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. Joe has some good rhymes. But Joe has seen me freestyle before, and it has not always been bad.
I was impressed. I thought you guys both did a great job. And for Liv just pulling that out, that was awesome.
Well, and having a great message. Save the sea turtles, guys. Save our planet Earth.
Good job, both of you. But MC Papa Pesh is our winner.
All right, fine.
All right.
We'll do a rebattle.
Yeah. Right now, we're keeping track. I have one rap battle win.
All right, okay. Cool. I'll
this
see
time,
you next week.
Next week?
I'll see you next week.
All right.
She's like, what? Yeah. What?
I know. She's like, she's getting...
Come at me, bro.
She's getting very aggressive and she's clapping.
Come at me.
Oh, she's like
she's like the Catch Me Outside girl, but vegan. Oh my gosh.
The vegan Catch Me Outside girl.
Okay.
The politically aware Catch Me Outside girl.
Put down your lettuce wrap. It's okay. Mackenzie.
Yes.
Drop the mic for a second.
Okay.
And please tell me what's coming up in the garbage. I'm honestly afraid for my life.
You better get out of here fast. We have who Kendall Jenner was too terrified to talk to.
Jeez.
Maybe it's Liv.
She's packing at work.
It's Britney's man. Gonna pop the question. He is so fine. They make the best couple. We'll let you know. Coming up in the garbage.
Liv, no, seriously. This was interesting to me, and I don't know if it's true or not. We got some ladies on the show, Liv and Mackenzie. Hopefully they'll chime in, but I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. You're a single lady, but you know what? You don't want to be. You'd like to find a man. You'd like to settle down, have a family, and all the good stuff going on. A new study says the reason marriage rates are going down is women don't want no scrubs, just like TLC said.
That's right.
833-563-2539. And let me dig a little bit deeper, though, Mackenzie. When the researchers asked women to describe their dream husband, he had an average income 58% higher than the average real single man. So the researchers say, quote, many young men today have little to bring to the marriage, at least as far as a bargaining chip. Now, understandably, you do probably want your significant other to have a job.
Yes.
Employment is probably a requirement, if not a big turn on.
And being someone who's driven is so sexy. I love watching someone do something they're really passionate about.
What if you're driven but not rich? Like you're driven but broke or driven but barely paying your
That's
bills.
That's cool. I mean, if you know they're going to make it, if you're passionate about something and you're so driven, there's no mistake you'll make it. It might take you a while.
All right, 833-563-2539. Ladies, is this new survey true? Like, you don't want to date these guys that don't have any money? Are you willing to look past that, or is that kind of a requirement? I know at first it sounds like a gold digger, but they're just saying that like 60% of the men, so 6 out of 10 men that these ladies are looking at are not making the kind of money that the girl would say, well, I'd like him to make this much. I mean, that seems like a lot of guys. Am I wrong here?
What do you think, Liv?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's even fair for them to say. Like, I don't think, like, it should be a amount of money. It should be, like, their drive.
Yeah, and
like,
who they are as a person.
Right, it shouldn't be weighed on monetary thing. It should be weighed on like a drive thing.
But you also, you don't want, as a woman who I juggle a lot of things, you don't want to mooch. I don't want to be supporting some guy.
Oh, you don't want to scrub. You don't want a guy you're taking care of.
So it's like, he needs to have his stuff together just like I have mine.
I mean, are women, though, running into this? Because to me, this sounds like a big number, over half.
Okay.
6 out of 10 women say, according to this survey, that the average single man is not anywhere close to what their, I guess, income that they'd expect or like the man to make.
I'm going to get real, and people might say this, you shouldn't say this, but this is the truth. I feel like your first love, when you're young, really young, you don't care. It's all about, I'm in love with him. I don't care if he, you know, does the worst, just shovels rocks. I'm so in love with him.
Oh, no, she married a rock shoveler.
Now, nothing is wrong with that. But I'm saying, but then I feel like as you get older and you, you know, as you just mature more, you do want someone who has a comfortable lifestyle. I'm not saying has to be loaded, but you want someone that at least can help provide and contribute.
Okay, we got a bunch of calls coming in now, so I want to see if this is true. 833-563-2539. Ladies, are you running into this problem where you got a bunch of scrubs everywhere? Guy hollering out of his best friend's ride, you know? Oh, it's the left-hand side or is it the right-hand side?
I see what you're doing there.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. All right. It is time for TLC to tell us what we're talking about. No, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. A new study says the reason marriage rates are going down is because women don't want no scrubs. But it's kind of funny how they define scrubs. The researchers asked women to describe their dream husband, and that man had an average income 58% higher than real single men actually have. Ladies, is this a problem you're running into? Or are women just maybe setting their expectations way, way, way too high?
Is that a bad thing, though?
If you're viewing it purely on financial stuff,
yes. No, but I mean setting expectations high.
No, you should definitely expect the best out of a person
in every
aspect.
I don't want my girls to settle is what I'm saying.
No, but I think at the same time, like how many people are you missing in your life just because like, oh, well, you make $5,000 less than I was expecting, so I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have a job or he's not driven or he has like an okay job and is miserable but like isn't doing anything to change it.
What, did Lindsay say something? All right, Heather, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think about this?
I definitely agree. Like, a man should have a decent bank account. But if he doesn't, I don't necessarily eliminate him. As long as he's driven, he's trying to, you know, do better. And, like, we grow together as a couple.
Can we put a number on a decent bank account, Heather? Like, what's a salary a man should pull down that we'd say, oh, well, that's decent. That's acceptable.
But in what city,
know.
Though?
Like, I mean... I felt like I had like these high expectations because I was more settled in my career track, but I never had like a thing, like as long as they're trying hard and like the guy that I have now, he's younger, so his bank account wasn't necessarily where mine was, but he's been trying to get back there. But like he'll pick up extra jobs on the side, whatever he has to do to make sure his bills are paid, and you know, he tries to help provide and support for me as well.
Okay.
I just think, too, I'm 25 years old. Majority of my friends are making around $50,000 to $70,000 a year.
Dang.
In their jobs. They're nurses. They're in business. They're accountants. Things like that. If you look at me, I'm in radio. I'm doing what I love. I'm working my butt off. I'm working two jobs. I make nowhere near that because of the career field I chose. So I just don't think that's fair. That doesn't mean I don't have drive and I'm not working my tush off. And also, I'm not supporting myself because I am.
Right, absolutely. And it depends the market. I mean, you're not going to make the kind of money here that you're making in other, like, bigger cities.
Trust me, I know. Heather, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We got a doctor. Hey, Dr. Smith, good morning. What did you want to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that women have a really unrealistic expectation from men due to what they see on TV and in movies, where men have all this expendable income, and they just get to sit around and do whatever they want. And then also the men are very, very good looking, very attractive, always nice, which in the real world is not the case. It took me 15 years to get to the high six-figure range that I'm in now.
Wow.
I didn't just start out making that much money. It took me 15 years, and my wife that I met 2 years previous to going into med school has been with me since day one. She's made more money than me since day one until I got my PhD and my MD.
You can still be put together, though, and well-dressed and, like, cleanly and good-looking, regardless of what kind of money you make.
But a lot of our men out there are tradesmen. So when they go to work, they're gonna be clean when they go to work. When they come home, they're going to be dirty. Then you got to give them time to clean up and settle down and get ready to go out and do things that night.
That's true.
But they might work 10 to 12 hours a day busting their behinds to take care of their family. But yet that woman still wants him to have, you know, $10,000 in the bank account. Well, he can't put $10,000 in the bank account. You got four kids and other things that are going on. He's paying for the cars. He's paying for the house. So you can sit there and watch TV or whatever. But that's not always the case. Sometimes the woman makes more money than the man.
Hey, Dolores, what do you think about what Dr. Smith is saying?
I don't agree at all. I think, well, first off, I do agree that men and women have unrealistic expectations because of the media.
Yes.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with what Mackenzie and Liv is saying on this idea of men need to be driven and they should be working hard. I'm recently single and I've been in the dating world another year, like for the past year, and it's awful on the amount of men that just live at home with their parents. They work very like inter-wage jobs, and they have no drive to do better, to have their own place, to be able to bring a woman home. I mean, they seem completely okay with just bumming it at home, where as someone with a career, you want someone who's equal to you. You don't need $50,000 or like $70,000 just sitting in the bank, but you want someone who's at your equal, who can like provide like you can. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with you about the unrealistic expectations. That goes both ways. Dudes think
exactly.
Women are supposed to go to work, be a mom, still look smoking hot, have everything ready all the time. That's so unrealistic what we see on TV. I mean, it goes both ways. It totally does.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Smith and Dolores, for calling in this morning. Let's go to, let's see here. We got a bunch of other options. Let's try Tim. Hey, Tim, good morning. What did you want to say? We'll kind of wrap it up with you.
So I've been listening to everybody, and my views kind of change. But for the expectation of making a high monetary value is kind of interesting, because then I think it's equally right for the guy to say, oh, well, I want a woman to be equally as attractive to this and have these attributes from the guy's point of perspective.
No, go ahead, Liv. You're passionate. What do you think?
And I'm obviously a giant feminist, as people know. But I honestly think that Tim is right. If we are going to, I think there is a stereotype and there is an expectation with males and their gender roles and being masculine to bring home majority of the bacon and to bring home more money and things like that. And I think with that thought in our heads, that's just bringing women down more, that like they have to be the ones that are like making a lot of money and like making majority of the money. Like, why can't women be the ones that are bringing home the bacon? And why do we have to look bad at men if, you know, they make less than their counterpart? I think it goes both ways. If we have expectations about men, then we have to have expectations about women. The whole point is to not have expectations for either gender.
You have to be driven. That's the thing, and hardworking. No one can just be lazy. But I mean, we'd be lying if we say it's not attractive for someone that can offer you a lot. Like, oh, you don't have to work anymore and live in this huge house and we can fly you first class. I mean, especially in this day and age, I'm not saying you should go for that lifestyle, but we'd be lying when everyone's obsessed with like Kardashians and all, everybody like that has those lifestyles. That is a very attractive to everybody.
Right, but I do think that there are a lot of people out there that don't see that as important because they don't see those things as weighing any value.
You know what I miss, ladies?
What?
I miss the days before social media and before women being able to drive in cars, when guys like me...
That
don't make a lot of money.
Women driving cars. Your wife drives you around.
Like, as I was trying to say, when women waited till they were spoken to. No, I'm kidding. But I think things are so different. Back in the day, an ugly guy like me making a little bit of money, you could land a hot chick. It was so easy. Now, oh my God, I have to like try to eat right. I got to work out. I'm trying to ask my bosses for a raise. I mean, like, I'm doing anything to keep my wife.
What I'm saying is, you're so lucky to have Lindsay. Do the work.
Pretty much, yeah, or exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying too. All right, hey, thank you for all the calls. I hope everybody got their opinion through. If not, hey, hit us up, Twitter. It's Radio Now AM Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay. It amazes me sometimes how dumb people can be, but then again, I'm like, well, not really, because we do the dummy of the day, and that stuff never changes. Well, this guy right here, I don't know exactly what happened, but I know he's upset at police, because I guess they took some of his stuff. What happened? Well, he called the police and said, hey, man, somebody took my prestige weed. Like, really high-quality stuff. And he told them, I want it back. I guess he knew the police department took it. But the best part is, they recorded the call.
Was this in a place that was not legal?
In Ohio. So it is not legal.
It is not legal. Okay.
It is not legal in Ohio. But apparently this man thought it was and told the cops that he was right and they were wrong.
Sharonville Police, how can I help you?
All right, my name's... So I had two cops come here last night and steal my f***ing weed, and I want it back.
Whoa!
I was staying at a hotel last night at the time. My wife had some problem. They had to call them, and my wife had my weed in their purse, and the cops took it. It was only like 4 grams, but it was really good f***ing weed.
Okay. Do we understand this is good stuff?
Well, why is he cussing when he's speaking to the officers?
Mackenzie, have you never had somebody take your really good prestige weed?
No.
Apparently not.
It was only like 4 grams, but it was like, you know, prestige weed.
And I mean, once again, prestige stuff. The good stuff.
Obviously, he's a class act, this
one. From what I know, 100 grams is cool, right?
You are wrong. It's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
Uh-oh. I feel like this is not going to end well.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months?
Okay.
2 months ago, it got past 100 grams. I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be outside your house in 5.
But the guy was dumb. The law was not what he thought it was. And yeah, he was not allowed to have that weed. But man, like, would you ever, right or wrong, would you really ever call up and like, yo, man, I need my stuff back. You got my crack?
Right,
you
exactly.
You got my meth?
Well, he's a dummy.
Yeah,
dummy
of course he is. So congratulations. That's your dummy. Your dummy of the day. Uh-oh, Mackenzie, I think I've lost you. What are you looking at over there?
I'm having an aww moment. I got the cutest picture my mom, who I call Kiki. Kiki just sent me of she and my little girl, Lucy. It was Grandparents' Day at Lulu's school. So my mom went to school with Lucy, and they had a little breakfast snack together. So cute. Do you remember those days?
I do. I don't recall, but then again, my grandparents lived in another state when I was growing up, so I don't recall, like, Grandparents' Day, but I remember, like, when your parents would come in, too, like, do you ever do that where you'd go in and lunch with your kid?
So they have donuts with dad, so you have these things to look forward to, jokes.
Mimosas
with
mom.
Margaritas with mom, no, and usually muffins with mom, and it's so much fun, but it just warms my heart seeing, like, my little girl and my mom, and I love that. Family's so important. That's why I love being back home. It's great.
That's got to be a good feeling, because especially when you're missing all that, you're like, oh, man, I want that, and, like, my kid probably wants that. I think that's so cool. Like, that's one thing I look forward to, and maybe if you're a parent right now, you're listening, you're like, trust me, Doe, you do not want to deal with that, 833-563-2539, but I feel like that's the coolest thing, like, getting to do all those, like, school activities. Like, do you ever, with your kid, with your daughter, do you ever, like, chaperone and go on field trips?
Oh, my gosh, they have this really cool program I can't wait to do, and I know she's in school, so she's not listening right now, but they have a secret reader, so you get to come in. It's like on a Friday, so I could have done it. I'll maybe do it next week. And they give hints throughout the school day of like who the secret reader is, and just vague. And then you surprise them, and then you get to like read a story to all the kids.
Oh my
gosh. Either your kid will love it or be totally mortified and embarrassed that it's you.
We do something on the show like where we do book buddies and we go out and read to different schools. We'll kick that off probably within the next month or so.
Oh, cool.
Now that school's getting back in session. What if we did like, you know how they have like the Masked Singer?
Oh, yeah.
Or the Masked Reader. Like,
the
who is it?
Reader. Let's do this.
Obviously, they'll know. It's like, well, that's a really big person, and their beard's protruding out of the mask. I'm going to say that's Joe.
It might be Joe.
Could be.
But I'm looking forward to that. So I tell you, make the effort. Like, even if you're, you know, you got work and you have all these things, it just makes such a difference, because those are the memories you're going to remember forever.
Is there like a day where like your daughter could bring me, like bring your parents' coworker to a school day?
You could probably be a mystery reader.
I don't want to read. I just want to go to have the school lunches.
You're stealing all the kids' tots.
Yeah, I want all the
tots.
Give me all the tots. It's Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Friday. Yes, we made it. Oh, yeah. Feels good.
Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Yes.
What a short/long week. I think it's because all the meetings we had. And We're actually going to go right now and tape our TV show for Comcast. If you missed it last night, it's every Thursday night. You can watch it. Channel 81. That's where you'll find us.
You know what's sweet? We all got to wear yoga pants, including Joe, because we're doing a workout segment.
We are. My dog, Benny, I believe it was him, actually. I just noticed it this morning. I only have like one pair of gym shoes. I'm actually getting new ones this weekend. He ate the shoe, and he ended up doing it, so he ate the top three loose the lace loops.
So will your shoes stay on during this workout?
I don't think they will, and I have flip-flops. You can't work out in flip-flops. We're going to be, at least I'm heading over today with one of my coworkers, Blaze. I know you've been to Eat the Frog Fitness in Carmel.
I love it.
Yeah. And I'm going. I've seen the location. I stopped on in there, but I'm going to work out today for the first time. Pray for me.
Like, work out really for the first time? This is the first time you've worked out in how long? I know you walk.
Well, I mean, I walk. I haven't really worked out.
No, but an intense workout. When's the last?
Oh, this? Months. Months. I might die.
This is a big day.
I mean, it's not them. It's just me being a sloth. But obviously, it is your own pace.
You got to start somewhere. Today is the day.
But I'll be going to their location, Eat the Frog Fitness on Mass Ave. So I'll be doing that. But I think they're actually coming in where they're going to do some behind the cool scene stuff, because they want to share some workout tips with you, too, for our TV show. So like I brought up, if you don't normally watch it, Thursday nights at 10, set your DVR or watch it live, and maybe you'll get some workout tips in there, too. What do you got going on this weekend, Mackenzie?
I am so excited because I don't have that much going on. Yay! I love weekends that I have open. It's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous this weekend, sunny and in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm gonna take my little girl swimming. We're gonna hang by the pool probably for the last time of the season. That's gonna be cool. Yeah, and we're just going to have some quality time together. I'm excited just to get some stuff done.
I'm loving that. I get to hang out with my buddy Chad. I've not got to hang out with him a lot lately, so we're going to go tonight and have some bro time, do a little disc golf, get wild and crazy, and then spend the weekend with Lindsay. I don't think we have any plans either, but usually she reminds me of what's going on, so we'll see.
I love to catch up on my sleep on the weekends, and I was thrilled because my little one goes to Sunday school. Last year, she was at like the earliest Sunday school possible time. This year, it starts a Sunday at 10:45.
Oh,
I was like,
praise
yes!
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the Lord's work. Live the web, girl. Speaking of needing Jesus. No, what do you got going on this weekend?
Honestly, I'm not kidding, guys. I feel right now like I'm coming down with the flu.
The flu? Because I said everyone feels a little like sinusy, allergy-ish. No. Is that a word? Allergy-ish?
We'll call it officially a word.
So I thought it was out all week long. It's felt like I've had really bad allergies, but like, I'm not joking. Within the past 30 minutes, my health has like seriously declined. I'm probably going to go to like a Walgreens clinic after this and maybe just like get tested, or maybe like, I don't know, just see if I'm sick. But I'm hoping to chill this entire weekend. I haven't had a chill weekend since I think like March.
I think after the Labor Day weekend, I traveled and I just didn't stop. I just went full throttle. So I cannot wait to just do nothing this weekend. I'm so pumped.
Yes. Well, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.